Hello everyone from sunny New Zealand, and welcome to another episode of Inspiration Sounds. This week, it's number 63, and I have organised two stories for today's episode, which I hope you will all enjoy. Both stories carry with them a lot of wisdom and knowledge, which ultimately, at the end of the day, is what we're all seeking for, along with happiness, of course. So, I hope you're happy, and I hope you're all ready for this episode of Inspiration Sounds, and for more stories from the heart of the world, from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. I'm Butsamudra. Sit back and relax. When Argument Ceases, Illumination Dawns. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. Once the great spiritual master Kavir said to his son Kamal, "Kamal, please bring me a few flowers and a small quantity of milk for my worship." "Father, why do you want flowers and why do you want milk? Flowers are polluted." Kavir could not believe his ears. "What? Flowers are polluted?"
"Yes, father.
Flowers are polluted because the bees sit on the flowers and drink their honey. So they are polluted." "And what about milk?"
"Milk is also polluted, because the calf has already tasted and drunk some milk from the mother before we get it."
Kavir became angry. "Son, this is what you have learned from your studies. You find fault with your father's request, and you argue with your father."
"Oh no, father, I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you a mere fact. You are asking me for flowers and milk. I am saying that you have to give God something that is totally fresh.
I will go and bring flowers whose honey has been tasted by bees, and I will bring milk which has already been drunk by the calf. But if you really want to please God, you have to give him something that is absolutely pure."
"Stop! Stop your philosophy! God, you have cursed me with such an argumentative son. He does not know who I am. The whole world worships me, and here my son gives me his proud wisdom."
"No, father, I am not offering you my wisdom. I am only telling you a mere fact."
"Enough of your insolence, Kamal. In this world, when God creates something, everybody may not be able to eat it at the same time. In God's own vision, somebody will have it first, and others will have it afterwards. But that doesn't mean that the first one who tastes a particular thing is polluting it for others. A flower has been seen or touched or used a little by a bee, and milk has been touched by the calf, who is dearer than the dearest to the mother cow. Do you think that just because of that I won't be able to worship my Lord Supreme with flowers and milk? No. God created the flower, and before it was time for me to use the flower, it was time for the bee to taste its honey. And the time came for the calf to taste the cow's milk before the time came for me to use the milk. It is like two people going toward the same destination. I saw the goal, the eternal goal, long before you, and I have already reached it, whereas you are still traveling toward it. But that does not mean you will say, what is the use of going to the goal which has been seen and touched by somebody else? No. In the spiritual world, my son, when someone uses something for the first time, that doesn't mean that this particular thing cannot be touched or utilized by somebody else. You are traveling along the same path that I have traveled, and you are going to the same goal which I have already reached. Similarly, the flower that has been appreciated by the bee can and should be appreciated by those who see the flower later on. And milk that has been appreciated by the little calf should also be appreciated by others. So, son, my son, never argue with me." "Father, I shall never, never argue with you. Today you have illumined me. No other teacher has ever taught me in this way, and nobody else will ever be able to teach me in this way. You are my father. You asked me to go to other teachers, and I went and I studied. But now I see that the possessor of all real knowledge is nobody other than yourself. Therefore, I ask you to make me, shape me, and guide me into your own, very own. Already in the physical world, I am your own. In the spiritual world, I also wish to be your own. I wish you to make me your worthy son, your very own.
Son, I shall. In fact, I am doing that very thing which you are now crying for. When the noise of argument ceases, the voice of illumination dawns.
Father, I wish to add something. When compassion light dawns, the darkness of centuries and no time immediately disappears.
Son, I also wish to add something. Compassion light dawns only when the heart is ready to receive light from above, from the beyond, from the eternal source.
Have Faith in Vishnu, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox.
Once, a great devotee of Vishnu went horseback riding. He was enjoying the ride when he happened to come near the house of a washerman. The washerman had just washed some clothes and put them out to dry. Unfortunately, the devotee's horse ran over the newly washed clothes, leaving its footprints on them. The washerman got furious and ran after the devotee, pulling him down from the horse. The devotee started screaming,
"Oh, Vishnu, 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 save me! Please save me, Vishnu!"
At that time, Vishnu was having his feet massaged by his consort in heaven. All of a sudden, he ran away. His consort cried,
"Oh, what are you doing? Where are you going? Did I do anything wrong?"
"Don't worry," said Vishnu. "I am coming back soon." He opened the door, walked only a few steps outside his house, and then returned.
"Well, what happened? You ran outside, but there was nobody there. What were you doing?"
"You don't know what happened. On earth, my greatest devotee was being chased by a washerman. First he ran away, afraid for his life, and prayed to me to save him. But as soon as I ran to save him, suddenly he decided that he had strength enough to fight the man himself. So he didn't pray to me anymore. He just threatened the washerman and frightened him. The washerman felt that my devotee was much stronger than he, so he stopped chasing him. My devotee got back on his horse and continued his morning ride to enjoy the beauty of nature."
"But since he had invoked you, he should not have changed his mind. He could have got hurt."
"Either one has to have faith in me or faith in oneself. If one has faith in me, then he is always safe. But if one has faith in oneself, sometimes ego enters into the picture. If the seeker has very intense aspiration, and if he can establish his oneness with me, then faith in me and faith in himself are the same thing. But if he has not established oneness with my will and my consciousness, then his faith in himself is only a parade of ego. That kind of seeker is one day bound to fall in his spiritual life, without fail."
That concludes episode 63 of Inspiration Sounds. Well, incidentally, those stories were actually compiled in January of 1979. A little while ago now. I can't do the math off the top of my head. But even though they were put together and written such a long time ago, they really do carry with them tremendous insight and wisdom. So I hope you found them interesting. I hope you found them illuminating. And I hope you found them fun. That's it for me, everybody. I've got to go off and do some more things. But until next week, I really do hope you have a good time and that you're all nice and well, no matter wherever you are. It's been my pleasure once again to bring you Inspiration Sounds. My thanks to the team, Jaitra and Shumangali and Kamala Kanta, for putting the package together. And I look forward to next week. I hope you'll be with me. But until then, bye-bye.